The best new music from around the world.
This is 2015 on Triple J.
Okay, so this is the sounds of an American artist, Halsey, who I think you're going to hear a lot more of over the course of the rest of this year and into the future. She's a 20-year-old from New Jersey. Lido is her boyfriend. He's also produced the majority of her debut album, which is coming out in August. It's called Badlands. There is one EP around at the moment for this artist, and this track, Ghost, appears on that. And I played it a couple of weeks ago, and the response online was extraordinary after I gave it just one spin. It got so many retweets and favourites in the thousands. And the response was obvious that her fan base has grown worldwide really quickly, with fairly limited support from mainstream media. So I thought, let's touch base with Halsey, see what her story is and why people are connecting with her so fast. So I spoke to her this week. She had just come out of the studio. She said she'd been working with a very big Australian artist, but she wouldn't tell me who it was, but it was definitely someone we knew. And I said to her, even though this album is now done and it's ready for release in August, I said, are you one of these people that it's just hard to keep out of the studio?
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm just constantly songwriting. I think I'm just a slave to it, to be honest with you, at this point. It's like I finished Badlands, and it was this collective, like, storyline that I finally fleshed out and finally got perfect. And as soon as that was done, I was like, all right, on to a new project now. It's difficult for me because I like to be engaged pretty continuously in writing and in doing things that are artistic. And it was definitely exhausting. You know, you finish a novel and you kind of feel like you cut off an arm or cut off a leg and gave it to the world. Like, it's exhausting. You flesh that out. It's your own blood, your own lack of sleep, your own lack of food. And especially when, you know, you're a writer and you've written the entire thing, because they're your words. You're not reading a speech for someone. You're writing the damn thing, so you have to make sure it's perfect. But I mean, I'm already wanting to get started on the second record, but everyone's just telling me I should probably take a break.
Listen, I know bits about your background, but what age were you when you actually wrote your first song?
I've been songwriting since I was like 15, but not actually. I was doing what I thought was songwriting, which is really just, you know, I played instruments my whole life, and one of the ones that I played primarily was violin growing up. So when I turned 15, I picked up the guitar because playing violin obviously wasn't very cool to me anymore. But yeah, so I started kind of writing in my bedroom. No one heard a thing. I kind of kept it to myself. I wasn't that kid who was like, oh yeah, I'm going to try out for the X Factor. Like, I want to be, you know, a massive musician. This is what I want to do. I never even considered it as a potential career for me. It was just a hobby. I really, really wanted to go to school for fine art. And then, you know, college didn't work out for me for a number of reasons. And I was kind of feeling really alone and feeling really confused and confronted with what is the real world and the reality of being an adult. And the first song I ever wrote in a studio and the first vocal I ever recorded in a booth in my entire life is the one on Ghost. So that is that is a truly organic first shot at this from me. And now, you know, it's getting played on the radio, which is kind of bizarre.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I played it for the first time on my show a couple of weeks ago. And let me tell you, I've never had a response from an online community to a single play of a song on my show like I had for when I played you. The support behind you already as an artist is really strong. And this online community that already is interested in what you do and is backing you and is supporting you, how has that come about?
Well, I think it's just, you know, the internet has kind of given people the opportunity to be global artists without needing the million-dollar campaigns that, you know, you needed years ago. Artists had to tour for years to get known all over the world because there wasn't as quick of a communication as there is. Because, you know, I post a clip of a song, or I post a video or a picture on Instagram, and, you know, a kid can wake up in China and see it, you know, 30 seconds later. There's no delay. It's this idea of global consumption and accessibility where the internet has given a platform to artists through Twitter, through SoundCloud, through everything, where you can put something out into the universe and the world is going to receive it because they can. And, you know, I think that's kind of what happened with my project. And, you know, the response is, you know, you guys just got your hands on Ghost, but there's kids in Australia that, you know, have been reaching out to me for over a year because, you know, they found me somewhere on someone's blog. You know, they like my story. And, you know, I talk to all these kids all the time. And it's really incredible to me, this idea of being a global artist. And, you know, by the way, thank you so much for playing the song. That really, really means a lot to me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, listen, I knew a story was building overseas, but what surprised me is, as you said, there was already in Australia a really strong fan base for you. I mean, I understand what you're saying about people putting out those messages and anywhere in the world you can pick them up, but the messages which are going out are so many and so such a huge multitude. The connection, though, is what really is the fascinating part of it. People have connected with already you as a new artist, and it's so early on in your career. Can you give any insight into why that connection might be there? Are you just one of those people that really open up on social media and people feel like they can get to know you pretty fast?
I guess yes and no. I'd like to think a lot of it comes from my songwriting and comes from, like, the honest nature of my music. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of detail, a lot of environment left in place. I think it makes it easily believable, the stories I'm telling, because it's real. And a lot of that translates into my presence online and how I am when I meet fans. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just like to make myself accessible. And it's truly a blessing and a curse, because, you know, I give so much of myself because I want them to have every bit of me that I can. But then, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, what's left? What's left now? I don't have anything left.
Are you ready, Halsey? Are you ready for the future? Because obviously the limelight is something which is only going to keep on growing around you. How do you feel about that?
I'm just taking it as it goes. I mean, I'm not really prepared, I guess, but I don't think there is any way to prepare yourself for the beauty and the negative parts, both of them, of what comes with having a platform. But I'm just trying to do good with it to the best of my ability, and just, you know, really be myself and make sure that when I go, a lot of artists, I think, sometimes have like a music personality and then who they are at home, and that helps them hang their hat. And it helps them decide when work is over so it doesn't come home with them. But for me, it's kind of the opposite. If I'm myself all the time, then when I go home and I go to sleep at night, I'm comfortable and I'm proud of who I am, and I feel like people are getting to know the real me.
On Triple J tonight on 2015, that's the American artist Halsey. We're going to speak to her again in just a moment, talk about her mum and how cool she is and how she got her into music at a very early age. Triple J.
I'm searching for something that I can reach. I don't like them innocent. I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather bag and let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, but quick to tell me goodbye. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at you. You and you leave, I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. My ghost, where'd you go? What happened to the soul that you used to be? You're a rolling stone boy, never sleep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend. Saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at you.
Let's keep on talking to Halsey right now. And when I did so this week, I found out that her mum was the one who really inspired her love of music.
Yeah, she absolutely had a tremendous impact on my love for alternative music and my love for storytellers. She introduced me really early on to artists like Alanis Morissette, Tori Amos, Annie DeFranco, and, you know, women who had something to say.
Yeah, sure. And also someone like Liz Phair as well, I believe you had a sort of a strong connection to. So these are all really great, strong singer-songwriters, female singer-songwriters, and that sort of sense of, you know, the angry female that they've represented in a lot of their work, that's something that you feel has been missing in the music scene for a few years?
Yeah, I really, really do, and I'm not, you know, I've been saying it for a minute now. It's like I'm incredibly, incredibly ecstatic about, you know, this outbreak of female artists in alternative music, because, you know, the past few years, alternative radio has really just been playing old dudes in rock bands, and while I love that shit just as much as I love, you know, pop music, it was nice to hear some female voices on alternative radio, because, you know, who says a female artist can't be alternative if she has something alternative to say, if she has something against the norm to bring to the table. And I mean, I think there's a lot of women in politics and in media and in the press right now who are fucking angry. And I want to hear that in music. So I wrote an album about how pissed off I was about being in the music industry and being under the umbrella of some men above me. But that's, you know, it's not a sticky record. It's not, you know, here's me being an angry girl. It's here me being 20 years old and full of angst and full of sadness and full of, you know, a ton of things and me singing about it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to play in a moment a track called Hold Me Down, which I haven't played yet, and this is going to be on the album as well. But we'll get to that track in a moment because I think that one hits the nail on the head of what you were just saying. So It's interesting, given that you've been a big fan of a lot of these alternative musicians and a lot of alternative female musicians, there's going to be a certain pressure, I guess, because of the fact, you know, you're a good-looking female, you've got a great voice, you've got really interesting production ideas. There might be that tendency for people to kind of push you down more of a pop star path in the future. Where do you want to fit? What do you want to be? What sort of an artist do you want to be long-term?
I don't have an answer for that because I don't know. And that's the beauty of my project is I think every artist says to themselves and says to their team, I want to be different. I want to do something different. I want to do something that no one's ever done before. And I know that comparison is in human nature because people need to relate things to other things in order to understand them. But I can safely say that when we finished this album, I was really, really proud of it. I mean, it was me. It wasn't the hit makers. It wasn't, you know, the people who have a place in pop music and are known for writing hits. It was a bunch of random kids and underground producers. I mean, my boyfriend Lito executive produced the whole thing, and I know you guys gave him a little bit of love over there. So you know, Lito's production is throughout the entire record, and there's just like some really out-of-the-box production on this record that not a lot of pop stars, I think, would be comfortable with having on their record. And I don't really know what kind of artist everyone's going to try to make me be, but I don't really care. And I'm happy with my record, and I just hope that when everybody hears it, they understand the story that I was trying to tell.
Well, we're going to get Badlands in August. We've got the Room 93 EP at the moment, which has got Ghost on it, which we've been playing. So let's play this track, Hold Me Down, which will be on the album, and I can give this one a spin. This one's really great as well. That's interesting. I didn't know because I knew you were close with Lito, but I didn't know whether he had basically collaborated with you on any of this material. So not only just personally but also professionally, you guys have a real connection?
Yeah, I mean, we met in a session for my album and we kind of just like clicked immediately. And one of the cool things about our relationship is that we can kind of turn it on and turn it off pretty easily. You know, one second we're like, you go pick up the laundry. No, you go pick up the laundry. You know, the next second I'm like, I really hate your drums. I think that snare sounds awful. And he's like, well, fine, then I'm not going to come home tonight. And it's very funny. It's very back and forth. It's you know, someone sitting at the dinner table and you say, honey, can you pass me the salt? And he says, well, no, because you said my drums sound cheap. But it's been awesome. I mean, I think he's a genius. He's incredibly talented. And I fell in love with him as a musician and him as a person from the start. So it only made sense to me to involve him on the record. And to be honest, I'm not sure he would have not let me because I kept coming home with songs and he kept just sitting on his hands being like, oh, I really want to do this thing to this song, please can I? And eventually I just had to be like, sure, whatever you want, do whatever you want to the song.
Listen, we're about to lose the connection because I know we've only got a certain amount of time. So let's set this song up then, Hold Me Down, because obviously you talk about three-piece suits, I guess you mean, in this song, and also the demons in here. So tell us what you're trying to say with this song and where it came from.
So I guess the demons that talk about taunting me and hold me down are just kind of like whatever's in my head that is making me such an emotional person. Those are the things that are begging me to open up my mouth, which means write, you know. So there's things going on in my head that are forcing me to write, and I need them to keep this creative flame going. And, you know, I get myself into a situation where there's a man in a position of power who says, I can take advantage of you because I can see right through you and I think that I can hold you down and I can keep you away from what you want to do and I have authority over you. I'm in a three-piece suit, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously the idea of got me down on both knees, you know, sounds a little bit sexual, but really what it's supposed to mean is just a position of submission and, you know, saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Someone looking at me saying, you asked for this. This is what you wanted. You wanted to be a musician. You wanted this. You asked for this. And it's, I guess, kind of my cry of defiance and saying, I don't want to be a part of that, if that's how this is going to go. So I guess Hold Me Down is about my experiences with a not-so-friendly person in the music industry.
So it is real-life stuff that this was drawn, that this was drawn from. Right. Interesting. Oh, well, listen, all the power to you, Halsey. It's been an interesting conversation with you, and we wish you well. I've heard half the new record, which is out in August. Really impressive stuff. There's a lot of good songs on here, and this being one of them. So good luck in the future. Hopefully we'll see you in Australia sometime down the path. I'll look forward to that Australian collaboration, whatever it is, in the future. But here's this track right now from Halsey. It's called Hold Me Down, and good to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much. I'll see you soon.
My demons are begging me to open up my mouth. I need them, mechanically make the words come out. They fight me, vigorous and angry, watch them pounce. Ignite me, licking at the flames they bring about. I sold my soul to a three-piece. Taking what I want and calling mine. I'm helpless, clinging to it.